Everyone, welcome to another podcast episode here at High Level. We call them the Spotlight Sessions, where we bring in top leaders in the world of marketing and sales. Today, I have Dominic Frazier. Dominic is someone I followed for quite some time. She helps people, especially entrepreneurs, put together offers, attract steady supplies of clients that are willing to pay her high ticket. Now, Dominic is also an entrepreneur, author, speaker, investor, and I think you are one of the top 10 influencers discussing finances in Canada based on, I think, Heartbacon app and a couple of other things. Ton of followers as well. And you're pretty active in our high-level community. And I know recently, Dominic, you had one of our founders at one of your events and all kinds of stuff. So it was really cool seeing that. But welcome in to say, you know, our show, essentially our podcast. I'm so privileged and I'm so humbled that you said yes.
Thank you for having me, Paulson. I'm very glad to be here.
Awesome. Help us understand your story. I know we have an agenda planned of the discussion. And those of you that are watching, in case if you don't have a high level account, jump into a 30-day trial. There's some links here. And the cool thing about our community that we often hear is it's a collaborative community. So just like how Dominic's on a podcast here sharing some of the practical things and strategies that she's built with High Level and her business, you'll see this across the board. So a ton of us share what's working out there. So Dominic, what's your story? How did you get into the world of digital marketing? You know, help us understand this journey so far.
Yeah, it actually started back in 2010. So it's been a while. Yeah. At that time, I was just targeting like French speaking people. And I was a graphic designer. And at that time, I also own an agency in photo retouching agency. And a lot of people were asking me where they could, you know, study to become photo retouchers. And I looked around, I looked for them, and I never found any school, you know, a lot of graphic designer school, photographer school, but not photo retouching schools. And it was the beginning of all, you know, like, yeah, it was the beginning of creating, you know, taking your own knowledge, creating an online course with it. So I took a 2-day, 3-day, I don't remember, like a little
intensive
course during a weekend.
Yeah. Like a mastermind or something.
Yeah, a little like something like, but in my area, and I got this idea, like, why not create like an 8-month program? I was super ambitious. An 8-month program for like how to become a photo retoucher. And how to, you know, launch your career and find some, you know, clients like the ones that I was serving with my agency at the time. And you know, I decided to create my first landing page. It was super simple. It was just my curriculum. And at the end, I had a form where people could, you know, book a call with me and share their portfolio. And I remember that I launched that first ever landing page the 23rd of December, like 11 p.m. Eastern time, like just before Christmas. And I was absolutely sure nobody would buy. And I was thinking, you know, let's see if people could be interested in my 8 months program. If there is some sale, if I'm getting like more than 4 sales, I'll do the program. Okay. And if not, I will just reimburse everybody. And this is it. And to my great, great, great surprise, I sold 15 times my $7,500 program. It was my first attempt to selling something online. I actually jumped in selling a high ticket. I didn't even know that word at that time. And this is what started my online career.
Wow.
Back in 2010.
That's incredible. So those of you that are watching, you know, we bring in folks that have been through real life experiences of testing things out and going through their journey. So I always love asking people what their stories are because every single one of them is different. So as we kind of planned out this podcast session, here's what we want to talk about. How to attract clients that are high ticket clients using High Level. And Dominic, you've done that several times from what I know. And then for our discussions, we'll talk about building a lead magnet snapshot offer as a business. which is something that you had mentioned. And then the second thing is reverse engineering that high ticket offer, creating the pathways that are reasonable ascension for your customer journey. And then we'll also talk about creating a flow chart type of a design slash plan for your client journey. Now, as we go through this conversation, those of you that are watching, let me tell you, results may vary. None of this is a financial implication or suggestion that you're going to get the same results. What we're doing is just sharing from Dominic's experience of what she's gone through. So, Dominic, what are your thoughts? Attracting high-ticket clients using high-level. First of all, is that possible?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I have been there since 2010, like I said, I tried, I think, everything that went out, like all the tools, all the software. And when I discovered high level, I was like, finally, someone somewhere were able to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. So, and actually, all the strategies that I have been using with because there's different strategies we can use to attract, what I love to call elite clients, clients willing to pay a higher pricing. You have, outbound, inbound marketing. You can have like email marketing JVs. You can also use ads. You can use God, like cold outreach, email outreach, everything's working. Okay. Everything working. And also these days, one of the common like mistakes most people are doing, they're trying to try like everything at once
All the
and
different
they're not
things, yeah.
getting nowhere, like the shiny object syndrome, right? And that's kind of normal because every influencer or like a person selling high ticket offer have their own technique, their own recipe. And I'm a true believer that all those recipes are working. And what is great with high level is you can implement one recipe at a time and eventually create a machine, like a high ticket, like a client attracting machine that could become something quite huge. So
Yeah.
this is what I
So,
love about the tool.
yeah. So, what kind of customers do you serve today? For those that don't know you yet, who do you serve? What kind of type of things do you build inside of High Level with your team?
I'm serving like coaches, consultant, service providers. I love actually when my clients are helping their clients to grow their own business, like B2B2B. That's my favorite clients. Why? Because all of my tools that I created for me and inside of High Level, I can pass it to them because they're kind of targeting also like business owners. So this is what I love the most. And again, all those clients, you can attract them with the exact same recipe again or funnels. The only thing that will be changed though is the angle, the message. So with the good message, you will be able to pinpoint a very specific, persona.
So what you're saying is the structure and the mechanics of these things are pretty similar, but the psychology of the messaging is really the difference when you look at different strategies and recipes across. But you are a believer that everybody has a recipe that works, right? It's like cooking, right? Everybody's got their own dish and they add a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, and some are too much butter and all kinds of stuff, right? Like everybody has their own way of doing the same meal. Now, so when we talk about the first discussion, I want to bring up is building a lead magnet snapshot offer. Like I know you had mentioned you give away snapshots, and that's kind of crazy because those are pretty, they're intellectual property of you, of your business. And help us understand that strategy. Give us a recipe on that, because obviously it was working for you.
Something that we need to keep in mind is high ticket clients, they are actually already purchaser. Usually the kind of clients that I will attract myself are clients that already got mentors. They already bought a bunch of online courses. They already like visited like hundreds or maybe even thousands of funnels. They know the drill. They know how it works. They know, like, if you're bringing me on a, I don't know, like a call, you will probably try to sell me something. They saw like a lot of webinars. They know how it works. So, and this is what is interesting is they are always, and usually when someone hired a mentor and they got great result with that mentor, they actually scale their business a little bit more. They reach a new level. They will start doing something that we like as service providers, consultant, is they will start putting some on the side, like some budget to hire more mentor the next year and the next year and the next year. So this is why that when we came with this idea of, you know, why not? Because we wanted to bring people into our our
ecosystem. Yeah.
Our ecosystem. Thank you. And I had the French word. That's what, I was like, I cannot say that word. Our playground. I was looking at the word playground, terrain de jeu. So when we bring people to our terrain de jeu, and right now our playground is high level. So this, and I was thinking if all of my clients could be, you know, on high level with already a system in place and funnels and offers and everything is already rolling. Oh, now I would have a lot of fun helping them with their offer. So this is where the idea came from, you know, like why we're creating this snapshot that we're giving is that we want to give our future client all the tools they need.
Yeah.
So maybe some of them will just...
Yeah, so you're just like pre-educating the avatar before they actually become a customer to the point where they are very well knowledged on what they need, what they don't need, and they have some sort of a system in place where you can just come in and just elevate it to the right things or the right offers or the right angles. Is that right?
Yeah, and like I said, the people that personally I'm targeting and actually most people that are, you know, offering high ticket are targeting, they are people, they already have offers, they already have funnels, they already have maybe an email list, but they are all over the place on like 20 systems and like one page there, another page there, and they're kind of lost in, and this is something when you really want to reach, you know, the $7-8 million range, eventually you need to simplify your business. You know, you need like one good offer and then just bring as much leads in that specific offer. So this is why we decided like, let's create like the perfect snapshot people needs to just start with so they can just bring their stuff they already have everywhere. And then now that they're up and running, now we can offer them maybe a masterclass or something and bring them, upsell them into, you know, our own, you know, mastermind and stuff like that.
Got it. So like, so how does your offer work, if you don't mind me asking? So like, you have a lead magnet snapshot for your coaches and consultants. Yeah. They can just come to you, get a free snapshot. But how will they be able to use a snapshot without high level? Don't they have to sign up for high level? Don't they
oh,
have
yeah.
to go
They
through
have
like
just
your, so are, so basically your initial gateway offer is like an affiliate offer for
there you go.
trial, right? And then you have a snapshot that's attached to it. So they're essentially signing up to get organized out the gate. That's the first step.
But not just organized with all the tools, you know, like it's quite complete, you know, because we started thinking, oh, we'll give them like a funnel. And then we started creating workflows and then automated SMS. And then eventually we thought, you know what? I already have like a 90-day nurture sequence email. Why not give it to them? You know? So we kind of took like all, and what is great is this snapshot. I could sell that snapshot easily, you know, like with a very good price tag. But I personally decided to just give it away because I truly believe it's a little bit like the, you know, the Alex or Mosey approach, like just give it all. And then after that, the entire planet wants to work with you.
That's what I'm thinking about. It's the brand positioning of what you're doing is incredible because you're giving away a bigger farm than what the average guy gives if they get paid for it. Right? So
Yeah,
your
so
lead
people are.
magnet is better than most give, you know, most services in the world of coaches and consultants is what it seems like.
Yeah, because what is it? Like I said, my goal, because the person that I love to work with, they have all those stuff usually. This is what I looked also when you want to work with high ticket clients. Like for an example, if we have someone here that yeah, you do have like a 3,000, 5,000 offer, but you would like to start selling 15, 25, 50K offer. You have to change the person you're targeting. And also, if you're changing that person that you're targeting, you have to look at, okay, who inside of all the clients that I served during, like in the back, in the last few years, with whom I had the most fun. I give them like everything I had. They actually took it. They took action, and they created this with what I gave them. Who are those incredible clients that are action driven? They will put your stuff so fast that they will get results like in a few weeks. So this is the clients we should be after when we are selling super high ticket offers. Because those people will get results super fast. And this is something that I see a lot of people will, try to overcomplicate a higher pricing offer when actually it should be just simpler. I love to tell my clients, your offer should fit on a napkin. It should just fit on a napkin, super simple. Why? Because it's a little bit like a car purchaser, Like for an example, if you look at someone trying to, buy a used car, they will actually, visit a lot of used car reseller. They will negotiate. They're calling it like a kicker, a tire kicker. I really love that English expression of yours. And they will negotiate for hours for, I don't know, a three grand deal, And then you have this other guy that will just enter Ferrari. Where's the paper? I'm ready now. Come on. And they will maybe, I don't know. Often those people, they already plan to purchase something. They just enter, they choose the color, everything features, and boom, done. So super high ticket clients are like that. They like it simple, fast result. Fast execution, and they love it when it's like straightforward, like no, like okay, come to my long webinar, and then I will pitch you for 45 minutes, and then you will have to like do a strategy call. Well, I will ask you how you feel. No, it's because they've done that already. So they just want to know what you're selling exactly and why you are different than the other person. So this is why like the offer needs to be super special, but it needs also to be more like a blue ocean, to offer something different than what other people are offering.
I love that. So how do you attract them? How do you attract and make sure? Because the one thing I personally know about the world of high ticket is there's a lot of talkers. There's a lot of people that consider themselves to be high ticket and they're like, I'm a sophisticated buyer. And then when you ask them to put the payment on the line or experience on the line or agreement on the line, then the behavior changes a little bit, right? Then you'll see the differences and you're like, I get it. So how do you one attract those people and then qualify them? Because we don't have time, right? Like there's no, I don't want to waste time with an interest buyer. I want to go with the active buyer, that guy that walks in and they're going to buy a Lambo or a Range Rover or whatever. They know that week they're buying that thing, right? So how do you find those people?
The best way to find those people is to let them find you. So when you're doing like content on social media, inbound, like the I always realized that the ones, the people that actually saw me like for a few months, even sometimes few years online or on my email list, and they will visit by themselves my website and take an appointment with me. You know, like 7 out of 10 will actually buy. They're ready. Okay. I know that a book funnel works very well that way because a book funnel, it takes a little bit, it's the long game, you know? It's this one, like the ad, the inbound is the long game. Like they have been looking at you, seeing you, consuming your content for a while. And then when they're ready, they're just choosing you. Those are easy sales. 20 minutes on a call, boom, done. Okay. After that, you have also the outbound. The outbound is a little bit different. Why? Because you're talking to cold that people that never actually saw you before. And right now, a great way to attract outbound these days, I'm sure everybody saw that everywhere, and you can actually use High Level to do that, is like you just post, hey guys, I'm doing like a very exclusive masterclass, intimate, 25 people. If you're interested, say hey, me. And then boom, boom, boom. A lot of people are seeing me. You can AI chat, put the AI bot on your post and answer them, invite them into an exclusive masterclass. I saw another marketer. He's calling it like a round table. And I thought, oh, that's genius. I'm calling it an intimate masterclass. What it is that it's like, it's not a mastermind. It's not a mastermind. Sorry, a webinar. It's not a webinar. It's a masterclass. It's a training session where you're just giving, 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 giving. No sales pitch, no selling, nothing. You're just giving pure gold for 90 minutes, 2 hours. Okay, to a very exclusive, you know, online classroom. And why I am always suggesting to take 10, 15, 25 people maximum is you want to qualify them before that masterclass or that round table. Why? Because you want to know them, to know their struggle, to know what's going on in their business or in their life, depending what you're selling. And that allows you not just give them something, but you can actually ask them questions directly, have them talk, you know, or maybe cite some example from what they actually told you before, you know, the masterclass. And then after, what I love to do is a follow-up session with them just to make sure that everything they've learned, they have a 90-day plans to integrate this in their business. And this strategy, I'm calling it like the first class masterclass strategy, okay, recipe. And it convert a minimum of 30% of those room. And sometimes it can convert 80% of those people that were there into super high ticket buyers.
What I'm taking away from what you're describing here, Dominic, is that I don't think I need a lot of leads.
No.
I just need to follow up the right way in the right rhythm, right? The right cadence, and stay in front of them for maybe a year if I have to before they become a big time client. Is that accurate assumption?
Yes. This is something that I'm, you know, doing for everything. I used to own an agency, like I said, in
graphic design,
an agency where I was working with the Fairmont Magazine, Mercedes, Moët Chandon. I was working with big brands. I worked for Disney, the Cirque du Soleil, stuff like that. And at that time, I was cold calling them. You know, I had to cold call people, talk to their marketing team, book a portfolio presentation, and eventually you reach out again and again and again, and eventually get booked on a project. Actually, high ticket clients is a little bit like this. It needs to become like just natural to take care of them from the beginning. I love also to see clients that the transformation of our clients. It's not starting when they are hiring us, they are paying us. It's starting like from the moment they see, you know, our face the first time. So maybe it's an ad, maybe just a post, maybe it's like today, it's a presentation. So the moment this person start to see you, and if every time they see you, they learn something new, or they get something they can implement in their business right away, they will start following you and wanting to know more. So the masterclass approach, it creates that in a faster way. So I can actually attract people who don't know me, offer them to join my masterclass, ask them a few questions before. During the masterclass, I'm giving them a lot of cues and breakthroughs. And then I'm helping them plan. You know, I'm already starting working with them. Like, how can we work together? How can we improve your offer and pricing and funnels? So it's kind of becoming the natural step to hire me.
I love that. So let's talk about the second discussion we had planned. It's basically the different pathways. Like, how do we reverse engineer that high ticket offer that we know we want to give them later, but you have to create some sort of like neural pathways for them to understand different ways to get there, right? So, because all that is relevant in the content of the masterclass or the roundtable, and you're giving them different like lanes that they would fit in based on what your offers are. So help us, you know, reverse engineer the high ticket offer.
This is what I've done actually a few years ago when I created this masterclass, you know, like approach. I realized that, okay, what I was doing was working well. Like I was doing webinars at that time, but I was wondering, well, I need to attract like 300 people to get 100 to show up. And then over 100, maybe 15%, 20% will book a call. And then over the calls, I will have a lot of no shows, and a lot of people will lose my time. They will not be ready to purchase. And I was thinking, how can I reverse those numbers instead? How can I just invite 10, 20 people and make sure 100% will show up, and then 100% will get me
convert
on a call, and then 80%, 30%, 50% will buy. And so I started, like you said, a reverse engineering, and I'm using workflow or mind map, if you prefer. Like some people prefer mind maps. And I actually just sketches with a mind map or a workflow, like this, the client journey. So what are the different, you know, breakthroughs my clients need to be, you know, to arrive at a point where they are ready to purchase my 25K offer?
Yeah, so I have a quick question for you. So is your offer essentially custom offer per customer you're working with? Like, or do you have like a set lane of like a big high ticket offer that you know that's the big thing, but you may just take one or two pieces of it? So otherwise, the assembly line gets crazy, right?
Yes. Yeah. Customization can kill a business super fast. And every time that I get in front of a client that tell me, Dominic, I don't know if we can work together, for me, my business is very different. The moment they're starting with that, it's like, yeah, sure. Yeah. My business is very different. You know, my client needs me and needs special things from me, like all different. And I'm like, your business is not different first
than
of all,
anybody else. Yeah.
Than anybody else. And you just need to systemize your stuff and also organize. So what I love to create, it's an offer that is flexible into the way you can give it. Like I'll give you this example, okay? Like when I'm creating my 25K offer program, okay? It's how to create a 25K offer and sell it, okay? So that's the program. You see, it's super fast on a little
napkin.
I'm telling you how.
Offer.
Yeah, I'm helping you craft a 25K offer, and I'm showing you how to sell it. Boom. That's it. That's the offer. Okay, super simple. Someone can hire me VIP day. So within like two VIP days of 5 hours each, boom, we are strategizing everything. So that's one way to give that offer. Or they can join one of my, you know, event, like 5 day event, where we are 50 people in the room now. And we're doing exactly the same thing. Day one, we're looking at the genius, you know, like who you are and how you can, what is your value. Day two, we're looking at your persona. Day three, okay? So it's exactly the same structure offer than in the VIP days. The only difference is the VIP day, I'm doing it with the person directly.
One-on-one.
But I can actually create exactly the same offer now in the 5 day, you know, intensive week,
yeah.
Invite people to, I don't know, Dubai, Miami, having fun, you know, hire like a big yacht boat and do like some hot.
Oh, it's in person. You do this in person.
Yeah, why not? We can do it online. You can do it in person.
Okay.
Or I can create actually an 8 weeks or 5 weeks program, online program, where like everybody's live at the same time. Weeks one, we're doing day one. Weeks two, we're doing the same thing than day two. So it's always the same offer. I'm just giving it different ways, depending maybe on the pricing.
That's pretty brilliant, because every type of entrepreneur have different ways of building, different ways of absorbing content, different ways of looking at it. Because, you know, I'm not an analytical person. So if you give me details, I would probably throw up, you know. But if you tell me the big macro picture, here's what's happening, cool. That's all I need to know. We can hire a certified admin to just handle everything. But as long as I know the big picture, I'm comfortable. But one of my cousins, he's like CFO, CPA of like a big firm, and he's like an analytical thinker. And for him, I assume he needs to know the nitty-gritty
details. What
do
you mean
of...
when you say 25K offer?
And it's simple on a napkin, you know? That would probably drive him crazy, which
like, yeah,
it doesn't
like,
drive
no,
me
too
crazy.
simple.
So what's brilliant about what you're sharing is the offer doesn't necessarily change. It's the delivery medium that is creating different customer experiences. That's pretty brilliant. So now, how do you figure out which medium works? Because at the end of the day, for you to reverse engineer the offer, how do you figure out the pathways? How do you know which one to sell who? Because if they tell me they want to come to an event, but I know they need one-on-one care, like, how do you kind of determine where to push which customer to which lane? Like,
it really depends, because what is great is with the same funnel, you can change the offer. So for an example, if right now you're more like at a range at $500,000 or under, you know, in your business, maybe you can just start with one-on-one. So you're getting like fast, you know, money. And what I love also, it's fast clients. What I mean by that is those are not clients you have to serve for over a year, because this is what we saw often.
Action
like,
takers.
Okay, I will offer you a high ticket offer. It will be a 12 months program. I will be online on Tuesday every week's live. And then on Thursday, I will do this and this and this and pre-record. So everybody are doing that. They are hiring their pricing, and they are hiring also the amount of tasks to do, you know, with their clients. But what I love to, you know, to look with my clients is, look, we need to be able to remove you from, you know, all of this. So maybe the client itself, the owner, should be doing the one-on-one, but it's more pricey, you know, and they can do once a month, maybe once a week if they have a little bit more time. And eventually, let's do like the 1 week intensive. It happens one or two times a year, maybe. And you can do a launch sequence with that. Or maybe, by the way, you can sell that after like a 5 day challenge. Works super well. And, or you can also have like the 5 weeks program that, and all of those ideas What is great is you can automate them, and you can eventually have someone else than yourself as the owner to do the job. Like for an example, you can hire a spokesperson to do the masterclasses instead of you. And eventually also the spokesperson meet with the 25 people in the room. So that means maybe you can have 3 spokespeople / closer.
Yeah.
That can do 5 master, like 3 masterclasses per week. It's all about systemizing eventually and automating the process.
So what are, I know the last thing we want to talk about is really creating the flow of the client journey. But before we go into that, Dominic, help me understand what are the common mistakes people make with high level in general, especially coaches and consultants. Because I remember you telling me, you know, Paulson, I've seen it where I get this big snapshot and I'm so new and I don't know what's all involved. And then there's the other side where you're like, you know what? I've got this empty snapshot with nothing in it and I've got to build everything. Can you help us understand that how you found high level, how the different ways you came into high level? And then we
yeah,
can
the
go
first
into the
time,
client journey. Yeah.
Yeah, the first time someone dropped me into high level, it was very with a super animated all over the place snapshot, and I end up breaking it.
And it's really intimidating, right? It's like this, it's
yeah.
like too big for some, it's
It
just
was
too
too
much.
big. Every time I was like sliding like someone in the pipeline, they were getting SMS and email and blah, blah, blah. It was all over the place. And people were like, Dominic, I'm receiving 10 emails from you. And I was like, oh, God. So I just shut down that. And
The whole
actually,
thing.
I told the owner, I told maybe you should start us with like a smaller snapshot to start with, you know, show us how to use it. And then next step, you know. And the other the also when I decided to go with my agency account, I just entered high level and it was all empty, and I was like, crickets. Oh, where do I start? You know, and we actually realized that the best way to work with high level when you're starting high level, yeah, for sure, if you can have snapshots. And not only one, you can actually use like different ones of different people. It's great. You have just to be careful that they're not, you know, sometimes it creates like a lot of custom values and
overlap. Yeah.
overlap, and the nomenclature is not the same from one snapshot from the other. So, but what we created, because we had the agency, we kind of every snapshot went into one sub account. So we started like this to understand well the snapshot, do the little, you know, like, and eventually we brought them back into one. Because we were able to change everything so everything would fit together, you know? So that's a way that I use a snapshot. And also, like we said before, creating like your client journey with a workflow. So, okay, here are the clients. Where are the clients coming from? Okay, they're coming from Instagram. Good. Do you want to tag them? Yes, this tag. So you plan in advance all your tags name, all your email's name, because you're planning like on a sheet. I'm using, you know, to do workflows. There's like Mindminster that I love, or also Figma. A lot of people
Figma,
are using
yeah.
Figma.
We use, there's another one. I forgot the name. Miro or Miro?
Yeah, like Miro or there are so many. So just use the one you love.
Yeah, I used to
And,
use Funnelytics back in the day.
Yeah, Funnelytics. But I just went to Funnelytics yesterday, and they're not free anymore. So too
Oh,
bad.
Okay.
But we
But either
couldn't have
way,
a free account anymore.
I like the idea of mapping it all out. So help us
Oh, Lucid
understand.
Chart. You have Lucid Chart too.
Yeah, there's a ton of tools. You can start with Excalidraw if you want to, which is like just a basic one. But what about creating the flowchart for your client journey? Like, let's just say I'm brand new to the world of high ticket offers. Like, where do I start? How do I go from low ticket or mid ticket marketing providing service to a high ticket transition? Like, how do I create a client journey That makes sense. What are your thoughts?
Actually, reverse it. Start from the end. What kind of business do you want to build? Do you want like a $1 million business? Do you want just 250,000 per year as a salary? You know, side hustle. I'm super happy alone in my stuff, you know. Do you want like a 8 figures with a huge team and everything? A super high ticket offer, a high ticket offer needs to be planned from the view of the end of the story, you
Customer,
know?
yeah.
Yeah. And when you're planning everything, you need to remove yourself. Like for an example, if you want a multiple seven, 8 figures company, you will not, this is crazy to think that you will be in charge of everything forever, you know, in that company. Actually, the company will close because you will be burned out. So, so you have to plan ahead. Like, okay, here the company that I have in my head, like the and then think about, okay, the offer itself, how someone else will be serving the clients through that offer. So what's the vision for the company, the end vision after? Now, how can you, like for an example, if I want an 8-figure offer, sorry, 8-figure business, and I want to sell a 25K offer, Paulson, do you need how many sales do you need per week? The answer is 8. Okay, 8 sales at $25,000 per week. It's a $10 million business. So think about that. How can you serve 8 new clients per week that are paying you $25,000? That's a lot of money. You need to be super good, you know, or to have like a super good team. So this is why you have to know that, oh, I'm not just creating a 25K offer. I'm creating a 25K offer that will be as good as the first one when I will have 400 clients.
Yeah. And as we go through and share financial examples, just remember these are not results you can experience.
No.
Results may vary. We're just providing ways to plan out your structure of your business. So Dominic, what have you seen with coaches and consultants and, influencers that you work with? What are the big mistakes that they make in general? And I know we talked about three big things of offers, reverse engineering it, leading with the lead magnet snapshot, and then figuring out a client journey. But what else? Like, what are the mistakes you see people make?
Overcomplicating the offer. Also keeping everything on their shoulder. This is something that I see all the time. Like I will be the one like doing one-on-ones and meeting people in groups and providing this. No, you have to remove yourself as much as possible. The problem with high ticket offers also that I saw is people are, like I said, again, that's a little bit the same problem that I just mentioned, but a little bit different, is that they keeping themselves in charge of everything, thinking, oh, you know what? I will bring that business to a certain level. And when I will have, I don't know, $500,000, then I will hire someone. And the problem is what's happened is if they're making like $500,000, it means they have maybe 30, 40 clients to serve. They are booked all week serving those clients. There's zero time to hire a team, zero time to train a team, zero time to delegate.
Yeah, even if they did, they have to rebuild the business because now they have to rebuild the SOPs and processes without themselves, because most
Exactly.
entrepreneurs make the mistake of building the business around them first.
Exactly. And not actually, most of them, they just don't have any SOP. They don't even know what it means at first. So if you're watching this, you don't know what SOP is, it's a problem. Google it, because this is why you have to, the switch for me was it, you know, like what's this? I was always in charge of the cohort. Okay, the first time that I created a cohort, I was the one in charge. I remember I had my agency per day by day, and I had my student clients for night and weekend. I can assure you that I burned out that year. You know, it was just crazy. But after the first cohort, oh, surprise, I got some clients who finalized, you know, like their course, and they were interested to working with me, you know, with the new clients. So I kind of removed myself from the week after week, you know, like teaching thing. So it was my new clients with their certificate that were teaching for the new ones. And eventually I was able to remove myself. And then I restarted a new company with a new product. This time I've done it differently. I actually refused to be in the service from the beginning. And this was a major shift. I remember I was like, okay, now I'm the business owner. I'm not the doer anymore. So I actually hire a bunch of mentors. And this is something that people can do. You don't need to hire full time. You know, you can have, there is a lot of mentors, coaches, mentors, service providers either, that they just love to do the service. They just love to do the coaching. They hate selling. They hate managing invoices and follow up with clients and stuff like that. They hate that. They just like to talk to the client, you know, one-on-one, that's it. So you can find those people and, you know, just pay them on a retainer, you know, like pay them every time they're meeting with a client, boom, you're paying them. So that means you need to, so you bring in sales and they are taking care of your clients, following your SOPs, following your process.
I love that. So what about customer experience? What about customer support and success? Like a lot of times, you know, especially with coaches and consultants, they have this persona, this avatar that they're thinking about, and they build an ecosystem of students. And then often that's not the exact identical ecosystem they thought they're going to have, right? So like, how do they even navigate through to make sure they're talking to the right customers and bringing in the right people to their business?
Oh, they have to learn to say no. A lot of coach of consultant, they will just, you know, a lot of people are saying to me, yeah, but Dominic, I would like to, you know, have bigger clients or high ticket clients, but actually it's all the people with no money that are coming to me. And I always tell them, so just stop taking them, you know? It's like sometimes life, if you just keep telling yes to something, life will throw that thing to you again and again and again. So we have to just start saying no to the clients we don't want and find a way. You know, someone told me that like one day, and I thought it was very funny, that before, you know, getting married, maybe we're spend some time together, right? We're live together. And before living together, we will eventually be boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, and before that, we will just go on a date, you know? And that's exactly the same thing with clients. If you're letting people marrying you and you're not even choosing them, there's a problem. So you have to choose the person. If it's not a good person that is attracted to you, you have to ask yourself, is your branding is on point? Is your messaging attracting the good person? Possibly not. Is your offer is the good offer? Because like I said, I could show you, I don't have it close, but I could show you a super high ticket offer that I saw the other day. And I was like, that person needs me. And it was like, hey, okay, for $2,500 per month, I will do like your funnels and I will manage your social media and then graphic design. And then I will coach you on business scaling. And then I will give you like everything that you need, you know? And it was a list of stack. And I was like, nobody will buy. I actually wrote to that person, hey, how many clients do you have? And she said, none. There you go. Because, you know, it's like restaurant. You're not attracting people that will pay like $100 per meal with the buffet, a Chinese buffet, you know, like kind of menu. Okay, so it's the same thing.
you know that It's funny you're saying this because, I get to see and watch and often contribute to so many marketers in our ecosystem. And, I think people's relationship with price is an incredible thing. And some people consider a $1,000 ticket to be high ticket, and some people, that's what they spend in a day on some random item on Best Buy. It's like it's incredible to see people's relationship with price. And I think as entrepreneurs in the early stages, you don't really develop that relationship with price until you get to a certain level or get to a certain type of, experience in business, right? So how do you develop that relationship? Like, 'cause some people, they have the offer. They have a $25,000 ticket. They do have that offer, but they don't have the confidence to go out there like you, Dominic, and say, 25K my napkin offer. Like, they don't think of it like that, How did you develop that? What do you suggest that? Because some people have really good results, they just don't have the courage.
This is so interesting, Paulson. Really good question, because you know that I started back in 2008 when I started my agency. I wanted to die every time I had to negotiate pricing with a client. I remember, and it was for service providing at that time, so I had to provide a quote, and I was like, oh God, oh no, again, I need to do some pricing. And I remember just a few weeks, not a few weeks, but a few years ago, the first time that I sold my time as a mentor, I was asking like for $600 for six meeting with me of 1 hour, like $100 per hour, because this is where I was coming from. I was coming from the like amount per hour, kind
Mentality,
of
yeah.
business. And then one day I remember, because at that time I was offering a 10K offer. It was a year long. Actually, everything that I told you today, like all the mistakes, is because I've done those mistakes that I know them very well. And so I was offering like a year long, 10K program, how to create your own offer, courses, and I was meeting like every clients like every week. It was just crazy. And then I went to an event, and the woman on the stage, I remember, because I was like, oh, she's kind of selling the same thing that I'm selling, like the kind almost the same thing. And even my offer was more complete, there was more in it. And then when we arrive at the end of the 3 days event, she pitched her offer. I almost fall off my chair, because she said, if you want the group program, is $25,000 in group, but if you want to be, followed by me, it's $80,000. And I was like, what? And she was meeting people like once a month, and I was meeting people for 10K every week. And I was like, okay, I'm getting it wrong, right? I need to change this, And I really think that is when you start investing in yourself as an entrepreneur that you are starting to get pricing also. The moment you are investing 5K, 10K, 15K, 25K for yourself, and you're getting the result that you have been promised, now you're kind of ready to charge for that kind of amount too. And I remember the first coach that I hired, the first $18,000 I wired through PayPal, I remember it took me like 2 minutes, to push the button. I was like, okay, I will never see that money again, And I need to make sure that this money worth it. And this is something that I told sometimes also my clients, just so they remind themselves this, because they were there too. We all made our first super high ticket purchase once. And it was hard. It was a hard decision to take. And The hardest decision was not, do I trust that coach or that mentor or that service provider to serve me? Well, no. The biggest question was, will I do the job? You know, will I be able to fulfill everything that this coach will give me and really make result with that investment? And I remember, like, in front of people, I did this promise to myself. Okay, I promise myself that I will 10x this investment. If not, shame on me, you know? So, but I knew that I was resourceful enough to be able to do it. And I was thinking, and anyway, at the end of the day, you know, all those people charging a lot of money, their real pay is not the money itself, it's the results. They want you to become their biggest, you know, success story. You know, those are the clients we will talk about.
Yeah. What I had two agencies in the past myself before I jumped into high level, and I don't know what it was. You know, the higher somebody paid for the services, the more they left you alone because they knew they checked that box off and there are going to be some results because they were referred to you. They don't just jump in. They do enough research. They're sophisticated buyers.
Yeah.
And those people, I mean, maybe once a quarter, I'll just have a check-in with one of those clients versus, you know, the guys that were paying $500 for a little logo, you know, they're calling for edits 15 times. And I'm like, this is such a waste of time, you know? But it's interesting. I think the biggest observation I've learned from what you described is I think you're right. If a marketer had not ever invested into themselves at those price points, they more than likely won't be able to sell at those price points because there's an energy about it. There's like, now I'm sure you feel this. I'm like, who can I pay $100,000 to learn something that I've never learned before in the world of software, right? And who's credible? Who's the brand? Who's the person that all the top players are going through? Who's the source of all sources, you know? And that's the way your mind shifts versus, you know, previous to spending money. So final thoughts as we kind of, you know, share our strategies and ideas and experiences around building a world of high ticket. What are your final, you know, words and things that you want to share to the community and the family of high level?
You have to become your actually the best clients you would like to have. What you just said, Paulson, it's, you know, you want, because we all done this. We all done, you know, we all purchased some courses and done nothing with it. You know, I have some courses that I'm still looking at and I'm like, okay, they're taking the dust and I should look through it because now they will be out of date soon. But when it comes to like a super high ticket purchase is a little bit different. Usually it's because we're looking for a very specific answer. We want it fast and we want fast results. So we are paying more money to get fast result. And so I think we need to invest in that kind of, you know, not impulse. It's not an impulse, but like you said, do your research, due diligence, find some people that can really, you know, help you, boom, you know, go faster in your business. And it's great because also you, it's a little bit like, you know, when we are recognizing, we will start, because we're doing this, we are the best clients we would like to have. We're kind of recognizing people like us. You can see that, you know, I love to say that when people are talking about the 1%, yeah, actually to be part of the 1%, you just need like to do like $400,000 per year and boom, you are in the 1%. But usually the 1%, those 1%, and I'm not talking about the people, I don't know, that in the medical industry that would, you know, huge salary. I'm talking with like business owners that have like a business that hit the seven figures and more. There is a way about them that is different. And it's a shift of mindset actually that happens during the journey of being an entrepreneur. And this shift needs to happen to you if you want to attract the people that are on the verge of doing that shift or already done it. And I don't know if I'm clear here.
No, you what you shared is brilliant because, you know, for you to hit those milestones, you have to become a new person under the same name.
Yeah.
They're, you know, the guys that are, you know, handling, you know, 50 clients versus 200 and 500 clients, like there's like a personality difference. There's a characteristic difference. There's a way they do things. They wake up at a different time. They go do things differently on Saturday and Sunday. They live a different life. And Dominic, I don't know if you've heard this, but often we say, you know, you are the definition and the mix of the 5-6 people around you, right? And I think a lot of people misunderstand that. They think it's the 5 people that they like you and they get along with you. But I personally think it's the 5 people that challenge you the most, the 5 people that have better strategies than you, and the 5 people that made bigger mistakes than you. It's not 5 friends, in my opinion, because the folks that I have in my life, they're not all entrepreneurs to even begin with that are close to me, right? So I think of the 5 elite figures that I look at and have a relationship and just kind of build off of that. Is that how you kind of operate your entrepreneurship life? Do you have a community around you? Do you have coaches, mentors, people that are kind of invested into you that have different levels of thinking?
What is great after a while, you know, at first, when you have your business, you want to all keep it for yourself. And then eventually you realize that you're kind of burnt out and you just can't do this anymore. And then eventually you're looking for partners and then you're taking bad decisions. You're including bad partners in your deal, like you're doing all the job, you're doing the thing and stuff like that. And if actually more mistakes you're doing and more learnings you're getting. And now what I love is I do have partners, like business partners with different businesses, but they are all more advanced business owners than me. They, like for an example, one of my partner right now, he exited his own business with several millions, like before teaming up with me for something else. So this is great because this person had already, you know, the experience of building something like huge and then selling it. I never sold something. So I'm like, oh, I will learn from that. You know, I will learn from all of his mistakes, everything that he've done. So right now, and I saw it, I saw the ways I was already building, you know, a lot of SOPs and system and everything. But now I have someone who already succeeded at selling a company. And I can see that is like bringing in all that knowledge to another level. Because he's always thinking, how can we build stuff so it will be sellable to the highest price? So yeah, you have to surround yourself with people that has like great experience, greater than yours, and they are more advanced, and maybe they do have like a different mindset, like, and they actually can share this with you. So yeah,
and they're in the trenches with you. They're not just like mentoring a random course. You're building things together.
Yeah, exactly. Because yeah, I hired a lot of coaches and mentors and stuff like that. But right now, my mentors are people I'm building businesses with.
Yeah.
And that's quite different. It's really resourceful.
I love that, Dominic. This has been such a powerful, such a fun conversation. So we talked about really how to attract high ticket clients using High Level. The first discussion point was building a lead magnet snapshot for a business as your gateway, right? And then second was reverse engineering these high ticket offers so you have the right pathways to bring those prospects into your offers. And the third thing we talked about was building the client journey with the flow chart. And the fourth thing we talked about is actually leveling up as an entrepreneur as you create a high ticket business. So I had such a fun time doing this recording with you, Dominic. Thanks for saying yes to us. For those of you that are watching, if you're not part of the High Level family, I'm sure there's like a 30-day trial somewhere here. Jump into it. Final thoughts, final things you can share to those that are jumping into High Level for the first time.
Oh, try it. Try it, but you have to give yourself a project. Okay, give yourself a project like, oh, you know what? I'm building like a book funnel, just an idea, okay, or another funnel. And then go through the process of rebuilding, because you have to, there's a learning curve. You have to relearn how to build stuff that you already built, maybe another program. But what I love the most about High Level is, you know, there's already, you know, a lot of content that are available on the website. But you can have a lot of YouTubers actually share their best tricks. I created like a gradient button yesterday in a CSS. I was super proud. My
Nice.
First CSS integration. And the community, actually, the community is just crazy. You ask a question in 2 seconds, you already have someone answering to you.
Yeah,
so
it's
yeah.
incredible. It's been incredible. You know, I've never seen it anywhere else. I mean, it's such a collaborative family of marketers and digital citizens is what I call it now. I don't even say the word marketers or agencies. We have a whole bunch of digital citizens in all kinds of different lanes. But Dominic, thanks for jumping into this podcast. I appreciate you. And those of you, thanks for watching another episode of our podcast called the High Level Spotlight Sessions. We'll see you on the next one.
Thank you.